When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, happy Wednesday, welcome to Indeed. It is the independent wrestling podcast. Some would say it's the best independent wrestling podcast. Well, Puff would say, and Puff is God, so you could say that that came straight from the mouth of God. I'm Mike, as always, here to talk some independent wrestling with you, but I can't do it alone. Got my wonderful co-host with me, Righteous Reg. How are you doing today, buddy?
In the building, it's your boy, your favorite writer, your favorite rapper, your favorite podcaster. Very excited to be here. We got a great guest today. One of my favorite people in the game. He's changing the game consistently, running a great independent promotion right now called Nap. We're going to get into a great show today. Jay Rose, how are you living? I know you're stressed out about the Pacers right now, but you are joining us here today, and we are excited.
Hey, first of all, it ain't stress, baby, because we are definitely coming for that sixth seed this year. This is not a championship year, but it's also not a year of stress, okay? I need to put that out there. We're not stressed. It's just, fair. You know, the opportunity to be there was presented to me, but I'm here on what God said is the best independent wrestling podcast in the world, and who am I to argue with God? So thank you for having me on. I'm so excited.
There we go. We can add that to the marketing too now. It's a podcast so good you would skip your favorite basketball team's home opener to be a guest on it.
That's a little mouthy. We need to workshop.
It's a little mouthy.
Might not fit on a shirt.
No, are you kidding? Come on now, look at the back of this hoodie. We're bringing it back.
Okay, I see it.
Yes, we do have an amazing guest with us today, though. Jay Rose is here. One of the most entertaining ring announcers, commentators, personalities in and around the space. But something else we're here to talk about specifically, you might see the logo in the bottom right corner. This Sunday coming up, Naptown All Pro Wrestling Dreams and Nightmares 2 on Sunday. Yep. First one last October. Fire. Second one. Card is very hot. Those match graphics are, the announcements as they've been coming out, I'm like, okay. Flights to Indianapolis, okay.
And listen, but, if you pull up, expect to get a gigantic hug. I'm not expecting it, but if you decide to pull up and don't tell anybody and you're just there, the dap hug combo is about to be otherworldly.
That's going to be my mission one day, is just unannounced show up at a show somewhere so far away from where I live and just not tell anybody. That's like it's a one day goal. So, yeah, Nap seems like it would be the kind of place to do that at. It's a big week. It's a big show on Sunday. Thank you for sparing this time to hang out with us, because outside of possible other activities you could have done today, it's just a busy week anyway. You called it Hell Week on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
leading into a show is Hell Week. That comes from my theater kid days. Every week leading into the show is Hell Week. So and this has been Hell Week.
How are you feeling? How are you holding up?
Well, honestly, better than a lot of shows. There's a bunch of things that I still have to do, but We're trying to put forth our best effort, and I feel okay. We're at a decent, and not where particularly I want to be. We're at a decent point with pre-sale tickets. The response to everything has been solid, especially the promos from the past couple of days. So I'm in a way better mental state than I usually am 4 days out from the show, but give it time. Give it time. I'll be freaking out soon enough. Give it time.
Does it feel like, I don't want to say easier, but does it help when the talent that you have on the card want to help out? They want to help with promos. They want to help getting the word out. They want to kind of, they don't leave you on your own. Like, people are like involved in it. Does it help?
Oh, absolutely. The biggest thing I think about any wrestling promotion as you begin to start it up, you have to want people who want to be there. That has always been my goal with whatever, you know, promotion that I'm involved in, or at least make people want to feel, get them to that point. Even if I'm not the booker in a position of power, if I'm video or if I'm ring announcing, I want to make people look forward to being there, to actively want to be there. And I'm very proud to say that I think that we've accumulated a roster of people who actively want to be a part of NAP. Like, there are some places that I know that people go, it's like, oh, I got to go to insert promotion here this weekend. Ugh. Okay. Whatever. Everyone, or at least, you know, or they're just really good at lying to me. Everybody right. comes and does NAP really genuinely wants to be a part of what we do. So, and they display that, you know, sharing match graphics, doing promos without being asked. Like, them top team boys from Atlanta just sent me a promo yesterday, and I didn't really ask from anything from them, and they just did it. So, you know, things like that always make it easier, but it's still our I've come to realize that our team, the NAP team, is like astronomically smaller than other wrestling promotions, or at least the ones attempting to do the scale of things that we want to do. Like, our it's gotten a lot better now, but like at the beginning of this year, I was looking around, I was like, damn, I'm kind of doing everything, aren't I? Or if it wasn't me doing it, it was Chase or it was Sean. And I was like, damn. And then we go to other promotions and they'd be like, oh, so this is what it's like to have help. We've gotten a lot more help as of recently. Specifically as such, going back to our mission, we've gotten a lot of high school students that are part of the video program that I graduated from my high school. They've started being a part of the production at NAP. Now, I will say, the last show, their first show, and
this is a
deep learning curve. Oh my god, I found out today.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I found out today that one of the matches from the last show, which I'm in the process of editing, I looked and I was like, okay, there's 5078 and there's 5079. Where's the match? And I realized that they never hit record and they started recording at the end of the match. I was like, oh. So there's a whole, we have hard cam, which was is a problem in and of itself for us, but we have the match just all on hard cam, which the most unlucky promotion in America. You can, I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt for real.
Damn. I do remember seeing some tweets about like, yeah, make sure you turn the hard cam on. So, but you mentioned obviously, you know, like, bit of a smaller crew at the start of this year. It's grown. Dreams and Nightmares is on Sunday and we're gonna get to it, but you know, probably have some viewers in the chat not too familiar with NAP, so I wanted to kind of take it back a little bit to the beginning. You know, April 2022, NAP's first show. How did NAP even become an idea to getting there?
Okay, so it's a big long story. I'll try and give you the short version, but I was working with a promotion that a lot of you may know named Paradigm Pro Wrestling down in the Louisville, Southern Indiana area. Mm-hmm. And that was where I was doing a show that we called No Hook. It was episodic. Like, it was a wrestling show that I booked like a TV show. And in the aftermath of that, leading into the summer, I got super burnt out because I was, you know, I booked it and I edited it and it was a week by week commitment. And I wrote the script after we recorded the matches. So I'm, and all the wrestlers in the show had dialogue that they had to send in. So I was waiting on dialogue and things of that regard, putting together this two season show that we did in the first half of 2021. I get burnout. I'm like, hey, I'm real cool on wrestling right now. So outside of doing some ring announcing, I try and get back to the roots of my city. And I figured out, again, you know, I fell back in love with the city of Indianapolis. I say this all the time. I love this city more than I love myself. But as I reconnected with the city, I came to find out, like, we had a rampant violent crime problem. Like, I know, you know, things are kind of unsafe, but they had really gotten out of control. And the people who were the most affected by the violent crimes, most notably gun violence, were kids from my side of town. I live on the far east side of Indianapolis. And not only were they kids from my side of town, but there were kids who looked like me. And that just weighed heavy on my heart. And like, I like to think I'm bright, but I'm not smart, so to speak. I like to think that I'm very creative. I can have a lot of cunning, but I'm not particularly smart. So I wanted to do something, but all the other programs that I saw that were trying to cut down on the violence weren't particularly ones that I thought were, even in my lack of self-diagnosed lack of intelligence, I didn't really feel like those were programs that were going to help. Gentleman, my name is Trey, who runs the at We Love Wrestling, LUV Wrestling account. My big homie was like, hey, we should do something to try and get the kids to see some of these wrestlers. You know, Hoodfoot, Tankman, things of that regard. I was like, yeah, but like, there's no real way to do that because they don't really know who they are because there's no promotion in Indianapolis. I was like, well, you should run a show. I was like, I don't want to run a show. Like, that's a lot of work. And also, I'm poor. Like, it's not something that can really happen. It's like, well, just think about it. I can hook you up with a venue or some people who can help. So he hooked me up with a lady by the name of Lila Durden, who is part of the Far East Side Community Council. And she was like, okay, I want to help you run the show. You should really do it. I was like, yeah, but if I run a show, like, I'm going to do all this work, like, create the company, get the insurance, do all that. You know, I might as well run a promotion at that point. It's like, well, I guess you're running a promotion, buddy, because you need to run this show. And that is how NAP started. A quick little aside, and it's a part of the story that gets really sad, but our first show that happened in April was supposed to happen in February. And had not really snowed all winter, right? The weekend of our show, it snows a foot outside. Legitimately, wow. 12 inches of snow. And it messed up my brain a lot because we had put a lot of hard work into it. And we can get into this in a second because I could go on forever about this. But the show got canceled. I got really depressed. I was like, hey, maybe this isn't what I need to be doing. Maybe I just need to go back to the ring announcing, go back to the grind. Maybe I need to go back to school. If you know anything about me, I hated college. So that's how bad it had me. And I was like, I don't understand how wrestling can help affect the problems that impact people anyways. And then one of my friends from high school, on one of the days that we had planned to do like some community service stuff with the wrestling, after the point we had canceled because we hadn't done the show, she got shot and killed outside of a nightclub. And that friend, you know, is one of those friends where you see them out in public and you hadn't seen them forever and immediately you click. She was always one that was riding my ass to do the right thing. Like, I was a shy kid in high school. It's like, you better go talk to that girl. Like, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And I don't, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, but I try not to be super spiritual or like see anything in messages. Like, everything happens for a reason or whatever. But like, in that moment, it was kind of like the last message that she had for me. Cause I was dead ass. I had the message written out to the rest of the founders of the company. Like, hey, this is like, I appreciate y'all help, but this obviously wasn't meant to be. And the day I planned on sending that message, I got the note that she had died. And I could hear her voice in my head and be like, hey, you think I just died for nothing? Or are you going to fight back? And then we restarted up and then we got to April. And since then, it has been a roller coaster of emotion, troubles, bad luck. But it is single-handedly the most fulfilling thing I've ever done in my life. Not just being able to see visionist forms of wrestling and seeing people grow and get better, but also like for the community message, seeing it work in real time. Last thing, and then I'll give out the questions because I know I've spoken a lot. And I,
you can talk as long as you want, man.
Keep going.
Our very first show, there was a we were like, you know, for lack of a better term, we are in the hood. We are maybe 2-3 blocks away from the most dangerous part of the city. That's where the first show was run, straight up.
Wow.
Right off of Post Road. There was, but we're like kind of off back in a neighborhood and a school. So as we're unloading the truck, there's a kid who's like walking past and he sees that we're unloading these bars and shit. And I'm going to work on cursing. I know you probably don't mind, but I'm going to work on cursing. But we're unloading the bars and stuff for the ring. And the kid is like, hey, what are you doing? And I go and explain wrestling. But I was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I'm trying to find something. You know, I'm trying to find something to eat today. I was like, where? I said, yeah. I was like, well, I don't have any cash on me. You know, all the cash in the cash box. I wasn't going to give it to this kid on the street. But I was like, hey, I know you may be busy right now, but if you come back for our second show in the evening, you don't have to pay for a ticket. And like, it's not going to be a meal, but we can give you a bunch of snacks you can take back home. And I didn't think he was going to show up. Lo and behold, that kid shows up, spends the entire day, entire, you know, event near the back, but you can see him smiling, right? After the shows were tearing down, the kid comes back up. I was like, hey man, I just want to thank you. I was like, don't worry about it. Like, it's just a ticket. He's like, nah, like, if you didn't tell me to come here tonight, I don't know what I would be doing right now. And I definitely don't know what I would have ate. So, you know, I appreciate you. And he's only been back to one other show, but he's been back. And that's the validation that I need for all the sleepless nights up editing video and putting together traveling plans or taking extra gigs to try and, you know, have enough money to make sure that we could pay all the talent and pay the venue, do insurance and print posters and things like that. That's the reason why I wake up in the morning, to have interactions like that. And as the year has progressed, year and a half now, there have been more and more stories just like that. When we did the outdoor show at the Hot Chicken restaurant, the first one, there were kids that were there. So one was as young as 4. The oldest one was as old as like 12. They were there the entire day from noon to 10, did not leave. And I was like, hey, where were y'all going? It's like, I don't know. We're just here. I don't like, I was like, you didn't have any plans for that? It's like, no, we're just going to walk the street, see what all happened. And I bought them food and they're like, thanks. That's why I do what I do. So there's some days where it feels like it's not worth it, but then I have to remember the mission of what I were trying to accomplish. And that's before the wrestling. But that's kind of how it feels since April, trying to find those sort of moments to lean back on to figure out, oh, so this reminded me, this is why I do what I do. So
that is heavy. You about to have me crying on here, J-Rose. What's going on here? I didn't know that's what we were going to be getting into today.
Listen, I told you I'm going to be on 10. You want the full J-Rose experience. Listen, don't ask me about anything about my opinion right now, because you're going to get a sound clip, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got an hour until tip-off, and I'm gonna stay on as long as y'all willing to talk to me. But I'm coming in hot and heavy, okay? We're not pulling no punches.
Okay, we're going to try to keep it on the line. We don't have to go too crazy here. Talk to us about the importance of having wrestlers that look like the faces that are in the crowd, and the importance of those kids seeing these type of wrestlers that they don't usually see on TV.
Another story. This one's way shorter. The promotion that I came from and Tankman came from, and a bunch of the Hoodfoot, bunch of us all came from around the area. Braden Lee, Levi Everett. I was helping them as part of my video team, and there's a hip hop festival every year named Therese. And I was like, hey, we should try and offer to do something with Therese to do wrestling. It's like 2017, 2018. And the owner of this place said, why should we do that? I was like, well, you know, we could try and get a little more melanin, get a more diverse crowd in the building. He's like, well, why? Why would I even begin to do that? Black people don't like wrestling. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, black people don't like wrestling.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That is my villain origin story.
That was 2017, you said.
Yes. And they said black people don't like wrestling. This is the place to train Hoodfoot and Tankman. They said that black people do not like wrestling, especially people in Indiana. It has been my MO since that point to make everything that I do in wrestling as black as humanly possible. Specifically,
hell yeah,
things that happen in this state and in this city. They've done a very good job of keeping up with this, and this was their MO even before I became a part of the team. But if you look at the people who were on top of the card and part of the shows when I was a part of Paranaut, that roster was majority black. Yep. If you look at my track record, if there is a black professional wrestling event on the independents over the past 6 years, it has been with my involvement, including projects yet to even be announced or happen yet. I am involved in it. If you look at my crowning achievement, a show that was 10 minutes from where I live on the Far East Side, For the Culture One was in Indianapolis, and I helped put it on. All of those experiences have made me try and figure out what is the best way to not only be as black as humanly possible without alienating other people. Because even though I'm not a part of Florida culture anymore, I still get DMs of people asking me, hey, are white people allowed to come to the show? Like, yes. They're just not allowed to be on the show. But yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Seeing that representation and seeing kids' eyes light up, because it's way better than it was before. Don't get it wrong. It's way better than it was before, especially in 2017. But seeing kids see a Darian Bankston or see Latino and Hispanic kids see a Sandra Moon or a Lazarus, that's what it's all about. Forget the message. There are kids who I know who came, you know, from up north where all the money is, who have some melanin in them. And they're just as astonished as the kids who were right off of post of 38th. That means nothing to you. You don't know anything about the geography of Indianapolis, but just know it's not a good neighborhood. being able to see yourself out there is incredibly important. And I'm blessed to have a roster full of people who understand that. Even the most villainous people on our roster will go and pull a kid off to the side and give them a moment. And that's incredible, because especially here where I'm from, thinking about that 5-6 years ago, no way, zero chance. You had Hoodfoot, you had Tankman, and that was it. You had Apollo Star. That was basically it. Give or take a couple of people, you know. True Skills, you know. If I didn't name you, you're black in the Indiana wrestling scene. Please don't take offense to it. But there was maybe, I could count them on two sets of hands. And that was it. And now our entire promotion is basically foundationed by black and brown talent. And that's incredible to me, especially considering where we are. We're in the middle, a little less on Indianapolis, especially when y'all talk about WrestleMania and other big pay-per-views coming here. I see it, okay? And when we get WrestleMania, y'all are going to have to check in with me. But we live, for all intents and purposes, in the middle of nowhere. To see all the kaleidoscope of talents that we have of all different race, creeds, and backgrounds is so, so dope. And it's still not enough. I still want to make it blacker. Just wait until February. Wait until June. Don't get me started. You about to get the scoop.
You said a sentence that I should have put as a disclaimer on the 500. If you're black and I didn't mention you, don't take offense, because a lot of people took offense. My DMs are, I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, if anybody has any offense, then go ahead and take some of those mistake spots. You know what I'm saying? That was your spot, bro. Don't even take no offense to it. It's okay. We just spelled your name
wrong. Mr. Grimm's on there twice. That was one of y'all supposed to be on there.
That was one of y'all, bro. Jet Jagori, hey, bro. Congratulations. That's your spot now.
That's two spots.
That's two spots right there. Gaston LaRue, oh my God, bro. That's your spot now.
Why you know I'm off the dome, J-Rose?
Because people were DMing me like, are they black? I was like, I don't think so.
People, the amount of DMs
I
got about
it was like, oh, I didn't know Jet Jagori was black. I got like three DMs like that when I woke up. I was like, Jet Jagori. I DM'd Jet. I was like, hey, are you black? He's like, no? Question mark?
It's like, really? Hey. Really?
Hang on right now. Van Twinblade said that was Tootie's spot. Tootie was on the list.
Tootie was on the list.
I saw Tootie's name on the list.
I told Van Twinblade this like three times.
I saw Tootie's name on the list. I was like, Van Twinblade's gonna love that. I literally went through my head.
Nah, he wants it to get the Mr. Grimm spot, you know what I'm saying? To get the two, you know what I'm saying? Oh. He does the two spots. Oh. I understand Van Twinblade. I get you. I understand.
T-W-O-T-I-E, Lynn. Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tootie. I see what
you're
doing. Two. Dose.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about me. Let's talk about Nap. I just wanted to add that disclaimer to the world.
I had fun here about like two or three weeks ago when J-Rose was chirping you about the list in chat before the list came out, telling you who all needs to be on the list. That was a great day.
I don't want to say I made some adjustments after that, but I made some adjustments after that.
Oh man, listen, all I'm gonna say is I'm happy where we placed. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, all I gotta say is, even though Hoodfoot was the lowest ranked actual world champion, I have no qualms about it. It's okay. I'm happy where all my people placed. So you ain't got no. I remember I told you on Grapsody, hey. Get it right. Are we gonna have problems? We ain't got no problems. We ain't got no problems. Thanks. I mean, Tatman could have been a little problem. Could have been a little higher. Man. You know, it's okay.
I got you. But yeah, that feels great to hear, J-Rose. I appreciate you. There's been a lot of stress, but knowing that I got the Nap homies where they should be, I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you. About time somebody gave us some damn respect on here.
Let's get into it. Let's get into what's going on this weekend. What's got you stressing out? Big show, big time, big main event. Lee Moriarty did a promo. That's how big this show is. Like, what's going on here?
So let me bring you back behind the curtain a little bit, right? When I say we are the most unlucky promotion in America, I really do mean it. Because there's a lot of things that happen that I don't even let y'all know. Case in point, which goes hand in hand with the independent movement that we're trying to start. 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, for lack of getting into details, a bunch of old white guys messed up pro wrestling for everyone in the city of Indianapolis. They trashed the venues. They did bad business. And that's why, you know, not counting Bizarro Lucha, after Insanity Pro Wrestling, which is where the John Moxley, his old home promotion when he was on the indies the first time, Sammy Callahan, AR Fox, Ricochet, that was their stomping grounds. After they shut down in 2013, there really hasn't been a prominent independent wrestling promotion in the third or fourth biggest city in the Midwest, and like the 24th biggest media market in the United States. Just nothing. Nothing at all. There's scenes in like Milwaukee, Minneapolis, but nothing here. 25 years ago, bunch of old white men. And if you know anything about Indiana wrestling history, you could kind of infer, at least some of those people may be, messed it up for everyone. So I am happy and terrified to say that members of the government of the city of Indianapolis will be in attendance at this show on Sunday. We have to be on our absolute best behavior because it could be over just like that. But we have a spectacular roster full of people that I'm sure will put on a great show. The only person I'm worried about is that Loose Cannon Gabe Kidd. But like, hey, I knew the risk, what the risk was when I booked them. And whatever happens, happens. We have a stacked card full of some matches that you genuinely won't be able to see anywhere else because no one else is crazy enough to put them on. The biggest of which is my main man, one of my best friends, and the person who has been positioned as one of the faces of our promotion, Darian Bankston, going one-on-one with Lee Moriarty. Yes, the feds will be there.
That sentence popped me. I had to pull it up. I'm sorry.
I understand. And this is a match that is very important to me because I was messing with Lee before anybody knew or cared who Lee Moriarty was. First time I saw him live was 2019, but he had been on my radar since 2018 because I was watching them Joe Dombrowski welterweight wrestling shows. And to see him grow and evolve, like, that's my guy. That's my boy. But to see him grow and evolve in real time has been amazing. And even though he won't say it, I'll say it for him. It's one of the best technical wrestlers in the world. If not, you know, I won't say he's the best technical wrestler in the world because Bryan Danielson is still breathing and on this planet. Yeah. But I will say, arguably the best technical wrestler under 30 years old. And I know he hates being called a technical wrestler. He'll get over it. He hates it so much. I have my own style. Yeah, okay, but what's the foundation of that style? Technical wrestling. Shut up. a person who I genuinely think gives him a run for his money for the best in the 30 conversation, in addition to the Daniel Garcias, in addition to the Wheeler Yutas, genuinely from the deepest pits of my heart, and you can look in my eyes, this isn't promoter speak, I genuinely believe this, is Darian Bankston. And Darian is someone who I believe is like an inverted version of Lee, to where Lee became a wrestler first and then started focusing more on his art once the bag was secured. Darian Bankston is a gentleman who, I don't know if y'all know this, he has a master's degree in theater. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this. Dude was legitimately almost in the British production of Hamilton. Like, this guy is he does not need wrestling. He's lived like five different lives. Black belt in Taekwondo, traveled all across the world. Like, he did all that, and then he became a wrestler. So seeing that clash in my head, just something that's been rotating in my brain for over a year now.
Blazing him, bro. It's crazy. Your homeboys are in the chat and they're wilding.
Hey, that's crazy. Shout out to the best video editor in North America.
You glazing him is a wild sentence.
It's crazy because I'ma see him in like 2 days. So keep the same energy, buddy. I have talked to both of them individually, and at first they were very, this is once again not promoter speak, they were very excited for the match, what all they could bring into it, and it started over the past couple days getting, you know, respectful, but it started getting legitimately a little heated, like, who does he think he is on both sides? Mm-hmm. So obviously when you're here to make money, you gotta, you know, play up the controversy a little bit. But there is just the teeniest, tiniest bit of a rival-based animosity between those two.
I mean, they are
pro wrestlers. That shit I like.
They are pro wrestlers. They can't help it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So we are getting past the point where it's like, okay, let's just go out there and put on a good match, and whoever wins, wins. It's now like, hey, I need to win on both sides. And that's what I like to see. Yeah. That's what the doctor ordered. Only other big match that we have,
we got a bunch of big matches, Jay.
We have a card full of big matches. It's the biggest show that we've ever run. It's the biggest show run by an Indianapolis company since 2012. But the other match that really catches people's eyes is the first independent wrestling match in 2 years, and the second independent wrestling, at least in America, independent wrestling match for Gabe Kidd as he takes on my main man, Josh Crane. A lot of people have came up and told me that they didn't really know about that. I did do the Birdman money hand rubs. A lot of people have gone on to tell me that they didn't really know who Josh was before NAP started, which is crazy to me because Josh is of the generation right before mine with Hoodfoot, Tankman, Kemp, and Chase. And we looked up to him a ton because he was one of the few guys, him, Dale Patricks, Ace Perry, were some of the few guys to actually leave the city and go do something with their life and their career. Mm-hmm. That's our big homie. Guy who has legitimate Japanese wrestling experience, has wrestled in Korakuen Hall, has main evented with a bunch of Japanese legends, spectacular deathmatch wrestler, but over the course of this past year has kicked him into another gear. The best shape of his life, best matches of his life, training every single week. And it's hard to train in Indianapolis because we don't have a school directly in the city. Everything else is outside the county. On a complete and total tear. And this is not even counted. This is outside, even outside the stuff he does with NAP, doing crazy stuff in Unsanctioned Pro, doing crazy stuff in HWA up in Terre Haute, Indiana. Guy is one of the best, most underrated independent wrestlers I can see on the scene today. And he embodies everything that Indiana wrestling is. Never giving up, displaying that sort of attitude. And despite nobody wanting to give you any sort of respect or any sort of assistance in what all you do. And dreams and nightmares, the way I try and book it, the dream match, if it goes wrong, it's a nightmare. that encompasses that to a T. He has the opportunity right now, not only to prove that Indiana wrestling is the strongest form of pro wrestling that's out there. And trust us, we have our own styles. We have our own quirks. It's really just boils down to hit a motherfucker and don't die. But Indiana Pro Wrestling is the strongest. And he has the chance to send a message back to Japanese media. This is the Josh Crane wants to come back to Japan, which is his goal. And if I can once again pull back the curtain, I have no idea who's going to win. I don't know what the political red tape is going to be. I don't know what any of that's going to look like. It's probably going to genuinely end up to who wants it more, both in and out of the ring. And I'm so incredibly excited for my boy, because if this it's on me as a promoter to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. But this match could legitimately change his life. And that's what I want from him. Now, or he could get shown up as a fraud and then we all look dumb because Indiana wrestling is not the strongest. So we're putting a lot of eggs in this Josh Crane basket. And I have no, absolutely no doubt in my mind that he will deliver. We have a bunch of other stuff too, but I'll pause. Y'all can interject for a second.
No, we want to hear about it. Get into the card. We're talking about it.
Go for it.
Okay. Do you want it? Okay. Quick running down. We have the champion of Naptown All Pro, Mr. Isaiah Broner.
Mm.
This time next year, if he's not a guy that's a failing personally on me, if he's not a name on the independents, which like name on the independents is a whole different conversation we can get into. But if he's not a name on the independents, this time next year, that's a failing on me. Guy's kind of a dickhead. He's kind of an asshole, but he's extremely entertaining, and he is a spectacular wrestler. This is for Mr. X3 in the chat, coming to us from 7 Mile, Detroit, hey. Michigan. Mm-hmm. A Midwestern boy born and raised. Someone who truly gets the message of what we're trying to accomplish with Nap, and looks like everybody's a wrestler. Here. And I'm not one who gets caught up with people looking like wrestlers. Like, I don't care if you're talented, you're talented. Isaiah Broner looks like a wrestler. He shows up, you see him, pops the top. Okay, yeah, you're a wrestler. Doing great things in AIW, but I C4 want to wrestling. Make sure. And C4 Wrestling. He's undefeated mm-hmm. there, right?
I didn't watch
the most recent show.
There was some fuck shit at the end of his match yesterday. Yeah. took a whole squad of French Canadians to beat him down.
Yeah, I mean.
So what I'm hearing is,
I'm hearing the same.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everything, J-Rose.
The Detroit boy has encompassed the winning side of the Malice at the Palace. You mean to tell me it took a whole city to beat one man? That sounds like Jermaine O'Neal at the Palace of Auburn Hills. So, hey, that's my champion. He's facing up against the fastest loved person in the history of NAP, a man by the name of Any Style, Lemon Pepper, Adam Priest. I know I'm going to keep using the word underrated a lot. I mean it the most when I say it about him. That's the most underrated wrestler on the independent wrestling scene. And I do not understand why he's not more. I genuinely don't understand why he's not.
I don't get it.
I don't understand. The superficial part of me thinks it's his height. But at the same time, if you're looking at his height, especially in 2023 independent wrestling and not seeing a spectacular all-around wrestler who can do legitimately any style. That's not just the nickname. He can really do any style of wrestling that you're missing out. But y'all loss is my gain because, if y'all not going to use him, I'm going to use him. And our Adam Priest is different than any other Adam Priest out there, except for Battle Slam, where the nickname originates. That is Indianapolis's favorite white boy right there.
Battle Slam, you say?
Battle Slam. Yeah, Battle Slam, I say. That's where Lemon Pepper Adam Priest originated from, a nickname given to him by Shook D, but a nickname that he encompasses here and now. He doesn't change anything he does. He doesn't turn into Kevin Federline, but both people on the roster, black people on the roster, black people in the crowd, everybody rocks for Adam Priest. Everyone rocks with Adam Priest, which is why he's the outside of Crane who contested for the match to crown the champion. But he's from here. He's the first white male outside of Indianapolis to get a shot at this belt. You know, I'm prioritizing stuff. I'm the booker. I'm soon not to be the commissioner. We're going to get somebody else to make those decisions. But That's the reason why he got the first title shot. He has endeared himself to this community, and he truly believes in what all that we're trying to do. And I would be proud and honored to have him as champ. And it would also be very nice to see someone from Cleveland get their comeuppance after that disgusting display of the NFL refs at the Colts-Browns game this past Sunday. We have the first defense of the main championship title in all the black wrestling, the Pan-African World Diaspora World Championship. And its title holder, Shug D, he can tell the story on his own, but in 2020, back when he was thinking about what all that he should do, what his next step in his career was going to be, this is post-Pineapple Pete, when he said, he told, you know, the powers that be that I'm a bet on myself. I said, I'm going to take that belt. I'm going to take that bet with you. And through that time, I got him a match. I got him in the Paradigm Pro Wrestling. I got him in the spear to where he could become a Paradigm champion, which really invigorated his career. I got him a match with Lee Moriarty, and he beat Lee Moriarty as he was independent wrestling world champion. This is a gentleman who our careers are intrinsically linked from here on out. And this is some person who, when the opportunity was presented to him to finally get that title shot, was like, I don't even know if I'm worthy to be champ. And now we see him displaying black wrestling at its finest. And I'm more than honored to have his first defense of that prestigious championship in that. But also, if I were a betting man, I would not bet on him because he has never won a match in that. And I knew that booking this match, because I'm a booker second, but I'm a promoter first. And if I can get that belt closer to me, so I can get it at a more consistent basis, you know, Georgia's just a hop and a skip from Indiana in wrestling terms, but Cleveland's even closer. You know, lives in Cleveland, the person who's challenging him, Jocelyn Navarro, who has never been pinned or submitted in that.
Wow, crazy.
Ever. And I know what people may be thinking, and I would never want to put this label on my guy, because I love myself some Sugar Dunkerton, Sugar and Q Dunkerton. But yeah, I want that belt in that all the time. And he's going to be a busy man. He's trying to go back to the UK. He's trying to do an international tour. And I can't have that belt if he goes on this tour. I want that championship. And as much as a pain in the ass as Jocelyn Navarro could be, and just she could be a pain in the ass, she's never been pinned. She's never been submitted.
But, you know, to kind of counteract that, J-Rose, if he's going all those places with that belt, that's a good look, too.
That's a good look for the culture. Brown do a damn for Naptown All-Pro.
You know, hold on a minute.
That's a good look. Listen. I'm trying to make sure that we're the purveyors of the culture, okay? No disrespect to anybody else. I'm a promoter first, okay? Everybody want to be a promoter, but don't nobody want to be Don King. Let me be for real for a second, okay?
Okay.
It's
okay.
More important all for right. me to get that mm-hmm. title in Nap than it is for Shook to go take it everywhere else. Now, if Shook retains, that's my guy. I'm happy for him, and I know I can get him back in Nap. But I could get Jocelyn Navarro every month. I'm going to tell you that right now. And on top of that, if you want to talk about international travel, Jocelyn Navarro goes to the Caribbean islands and does a tour there every other month.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about international exposure.
I want to know more about that too.
She's actually owed a title shot for a championship in the Caribbean. Like I believe it's a gender neutral championship, but it may be a women's title. She's owed a title shot, and I believe her record there is outstanding, if not identical to the one at Nap. So then we would have a double international champion. I'm not saying that Shook can accomplish that, but what I am saying is I know he likes to take lengthy trips to the UK. He's not going to be in Indianapolis if he's in England, is he? So I'm not going to – if whatever happens, I'm not going – this is going to be like – I'm not going to Montreal screwjob it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happens. But I'm going to tell you right now – I know who I want to win, and that's I want the best person to win.
Yeah, I was gonna say, come on, you got to be a little bit.
But. No. I don't, because at the same time, I don't want Shug's story to end just yet in my heart. But my brain, Jocelyn Navarro, come back to Indianapolis with that belt. You take it to Cleveland, and you come right back here every month, and you defend that belt. To that same point, Myron Reed is an on again, off again roster member. You know what I'm saying? So then we would have control of both of the top titles in all the black professional wrestling.
It's a fact.
I was about to say the N-word. Motherfuckers ain't thinking about that. Mm-hmm. They ain't thinking about that. So, hey, once again, I'm a booker second. I'm a promoter first. I want that daggone title belt. Other matches. The Infantry. Oh, my God. How could I even forget about the Infantry? See, Carly Bravo, not roster member before. He was doing any sort of that TV stuff. Carly was in here for us putting in work. And Infantry told me that they're looking for a home on the independents. Their home is obviously ROH, where if it was up to me, they would have their fair shot at the ROH Tag Team Championships. Same, but same either here, yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Big TK and General Manager Stokely Hathaway have a bunch of things that they have planned for that. But if it were up to me, who's out there putting in the work? Who's out in the streets trying to spread the message of the company? It's them. That's what I would want to champ. Instead of, you know, I'm not going to say anything disparaging about Max because that's my friend. That's my friend. But one of the best tag teams in the world at this point, and they're not really given the opportunity to showcase that, and they're looking for a home. Naptown All-Pro could be their home, but in order for this to be their home, they have to show that same level of intensity, drive, and desire that they do on TV, which is why I put them against the High-Flying Star Machines, who, for lack of a better term, are the final boss of Naptown All-Pro. In their two matches here, they killed three of our highest rising stars, and then in the very next match, they beat the founders of this company, and then they fucked off for a year. They said, we're not coming back until there's something that's a little more interesting for us. Well, boys, here's TV talent. If you can beat them and stay undefeated, maybe this changes your life. But until then, Infantry, you have more to prove than they have nothing to lose. You have something to prove. What's that? That's five matches right there. I'm trying to remember what else is on there. Boys, y'all are way
not just Enrico.
Oh man, least lucky promotion in the world because these shows that with Adriel and Rico, Count and Rico, we're supposed to be out by now, but our editor is a little busy right now, so I don't know if we're gonna be able to get those shows out before Sunday, but this will be their third match up one on one and their fourth match together. They went tit for tat at Lucchini. Both of them lost. Catherine Canyon ended up winning that match at Lucchini. And at the tournament to crown a new chain champion. Wow, my brain. Adriel and Rico faced off in the first round, and Rico got the surprise upset victory. We ran it back in September, and it was a time limit draw. Adriel's entire count's whole point at this current juncture is that if it weren't for the time limit in both the tournament match and in that last match, because the tournament match is what made the time limit is what made him slip up and lose in the tournament match. And then it was a draw in the second match. If there was no time limit and if the ref was to get in the way of the wrist injury that he had inflicted on Rico back in August, he would have been champion by now. So let's put your money where your mouth is, vampire boy. Rico is game. And I have no idea what to expect. I think we're going to get more shades. For those of you who are really caught up with the independent wrestling scene, we're going to get way more shades of WWE for Rico than we are going to get of standard, kind, smiling boy Rico. They're both wanting – it's personal now. Angel's tried to take him out. And Rico's willing to put up the championship he holds very near and dear to his heart to try and get a chance to put out Noctis. So, and I'm not going to say this is Noctis's final chance, but if you can't get it done after we give you the stipulation, buddy, maybe you don't need to be contending for the title anymore. So we'll see what all happens. And there's one final match. Remind me of what it is.
Costume Party Battle Royal.
Okay, so there's a lot of Dreams and Nightmares has more or less become our biggest show of the year. It was our biggest show of the year last year, outside of the one in January we did Billy and Lee. And obviously, it's our biggest one of this calendar year. There's a lot of people who I want to have celebrate with us in being a part of what all that we do. And we did do the Costume Battle Royale last year, and that footage from last year's Costume Battle Royale hopefully should go up on YouTube tomorrow. If not tomorrow, definitely Friday. Mm-hmm. But at first it was just because we were like, hey, if you come in a little, if you get us $5, we'll get you this bonus match. Not enough people were doing that for us to justify to continue doing it. But the one last year was a lot of fun. Don't Die Miles almost died, but like, you know, it's in the name.
They didn't.
Mm-hmm. This year, the field is a lot more star-studded, at least the people who are consistent part of what all we do at NAP. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to name off some people who are in the Battle Royal without some surprise exceptions. One of you, give me one name between the two of you, and I'll tell you what their costume is. So, in the Battle Royale, confirmed, we have Christian Robinson. We have Guerrera de Brasenas. We have Xavier Sky. We have Brogan Finley. We have Anakin Murphy. We have Dylan Cole. We have I hate that kid so much. We have Victor Analog. We have Aaron Cox. We have Calibus Kingston. We have Tenshi X. Mm. There's a lot more, but there's 10 people to choose from. Whose costume would you like to know? We have Alice Crowley. Whose costume would you like to know who they're coming at?
I'd definitely probably go with Christian Robinson. That's the homeboy.
Okay. Both of you agree on this? Is that the one y'all agree on?
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. Christian Robinson.
Christian Robinson will be coming as Rob Van Dam.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my God. Christian Van Damison.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to get a custom singlet. It was not going to be done in time. I had it all set up. It was not going to be done in time. But Christian Robinson is coming as Rob Van Dam. I feel like that's not fair. Mike, you give me a wrestler, and I'll tell you who they're coming at.
You know what? I'll take one from chat. So, Anakin Murphy.
Well, pit the wrong one, because he is insisting that he's coming as himself, and I'm not going to let him in the match without coming into a costume. So, Van Twin Blade, you played yourself. Anakin is insisting that he is not coming in costume. He's just going to be in the match, and he's going to win it. Speaking of Anakin Murphy, we have comments from him dropping tonight around 8 o'clock. Nobody, the faction he's a part of, is in a lot of disarray. And he, I don't like using the word promo, but he had the worst speech in his brain prepared after their loss for Dylan Cole. It legitimately is one of the most savage things I've ever heard on mic. It was everything short of please end your life. I kind of didn't want to release it, because it's genuinely that mean. But that's going to be coming. It's also very funny, only because I hate Dylan Cole, and you should too. But it's those comments are dropping tonight. But that's the card. Rusty Rettenbacher, native of Indianapolis, a legend. If you don't know who that is, that Rusty Rettenbacher is the last person to ever beat Eminem in a rap battle. That is who that is.
Wow.
He's a legend of the city. He will be sharing ring announcing duties with me. I'm going to be phasing myself out on screen at NAP. So if you want to come see me ring announce, I actually don't know where you're going to be able to do that, because I've kind of slowed down. You got to come see me in Las Vegas for Grap House. But it's going to be a really cool show. Coming costume. There's going to be candy for kids. We bought a projector, so it'll be Tron's. I don't know what else to say. It's going to be the best wrestling show from an Indianapolis professional wrestling company in over a decade. You have my word on that. And if it's not, I would give you a money back guarantee, but I need every single one of those banners. So
I can't wait for the show to hit some streaming. If you're in the area, if Indianapolis is like within a traveling distance, you no reason not to go. Have a fun time at Dreams and Nightmares 2 on Sunday. It's been so fun having you on here, Jaros. I know you got tip off for the Pacers coming up real, real quick. So I appreciate you running through the card with us. We'll wrap it up for you, let you get to your precious Indiana Pacers, who thank you again so much for choosing to spend the night with us.
Yes.
There's no place I would rather be, boys. Before we go, yeah. let me just say, there's very few podcasts are doing the work as far as talking about independent professional wrestling. And I love independent professional wrestling more than anything else on this goddamn planet. Even though it's filled with idiots with bad ideas, I love independent professional wrestling. Y'all cover from the biggest portions of independent wrestling to the most obscure parts. And you found time to put little old me on here. I want to be back on here as soon as possible. But if not, just know I love you boys. And this is the best podcast about independent professional wrestling on the planet. Put this on your social media. Zoom in close on me. Damn, my camera quality is bad. Can I get some more light? I should have realized that earlier. This is the best independent professional wrestling podcast on the face of the damn planet. And if you disagree with that, go argue with your mother, okay? If you disagree with that, listen. But more importantly, if you disagree with that, go argue with your mother. And if your mother's not available to argue with you, I'm your mother now. Come argue with me. Best independent professional wrestling podcast on the face of the planet. NaptownAllPro.com for tickets and information. And also, shout out to Ami, my man. What would I be without my man?
Love it. Thank you so much for coming out hanging out with us again, Jaros. Couldn't have said it any better. I'm going to get through a couple super chats here that we did get earlier. Van Twin Blade, just want to say very spooky indeed, with special guest, the horrifying Jaros, me at West Coast Anniversary 5, go Tankman, me at GoPro, me at Glory Pro the next night, fuck Tankman. Yep, independent wrestling's fun. Different reaction every night. You know who you need to book? Your BFF, Mike Outlaw. Where'd your audio go? Your audio's gone.
Hello?
This is amazing. I love this.
Best in the biz, baby.
Still can't hear you.
He took another phone
call. Still can't hear you. Oh. It's okay.
I'm glad he got all his plugs in before this.
Yep. At least he got all his plugs in. Reg, get all your plugs in. Where can everyone find you?
You know, you can catch me every Wednesday here with Mike talking the best independent wrestling. I'll be on with Denise on the AEW Dynamite post show. Tomorrow, I'll be on the Ring of Honor post show. And every Saturday with Philip Lindsay, Grapsity Podcast, grapsity.bigcartel.com, and get you a Grapsity hat. Check out the BW 500 if you haven't. There's a lot of people that Jay Rose talked about on this show today that are featured on the list. So you'll get to see that. Peace to y'all.
Absolutely. And myself, as always, catch me here every Wednesday talking independent wrestling with Reg. Next week, speaking of Shug D, he's going to be here. It's our 58th episode. Shug D is going to be here, hopefully still with his title, hopefully in a good mood. Maybe we'll have to get Jay Rose to drop by and say hi on that show too. In the meantime, if you're in the Indianapolis area, go check out Naptown Dreams and Nightmares on Sunday. Bring your cell phone. Have a great week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Peace.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.